You're listening to Finding Direction, where we help people who feel lost find direction in their life. We interview the most passionate and fulfilled people and reverse engineer their life to uncover how they found direction. In doing so, we uncover strategies, tactics, and actionable steps you can apply to live a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm your host, Stu Massengill, and thanks for listening in. What's up, everybody? This week's episode is brought to you by Audible. And if you have not heard of Audible yet, this is an absolute must have, an absolute must add to your tool belt and to your daily life. Now, a little bit about Audible. They are a leading provider of spoken word audiobooks. Basically, you can find any book you would ever imagine in audiobook format on Audible. And a couple books that I personally have listened to on Audible, and honestly that have been the most impactful books in my life, are two that I'll recommend for you that you can basically dive right into. The first book is called The Defining Decade. And I know on this show we talk a lot about figuring out your life, your purpose, and what you want to do with your life. And this book basically, Dr. Meg Jay, she really dives into a little bit more of the science behind how to figure out what you want to do with your life. She was a counselor at a college, and basically through seeing so many people go through this question of what do I want to do with my life, she really went into this pretty big study around it. So that's a phenomenal book. Absolutely, absolutely recommend that if you're wanting to figure out what you're doing with your life. And the second book, which this is hands down absolutely the most profound book I've ever read in my life, the biggest book that changed my life, and it's called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And don't get sidetracked by the title. It's not a negative connotation of influencing people. It's how can you go out there and be better at communicating, right? Because if we are not good with humans, we're not going to enjoy life as much. They are everywhere. I grew up as a shy kid and didn't really feel like I had communication skills. And when I got my hands on this book, I can tell you it changed everything for me in my life, not just to be happier around people, but just be more fulfilled and more excited and find more joy in life. So those are two books that I absolutely, absolutely hands down recommend. And a couple other cool things about Audible is, as we mentioned, there's thousands of titles you can choose from there. And the cool part is you get to listen wherever you want. You can actually download the audiobook to your phone and you can listen to it while you're on a plane. You can pause it, you can come back to it on another device and resume right where you left off. And it's all done from an app from your phone. So they make it really simple. You listen to it anytime you want. I often will listen to it while I'm cooking food or going on a walk or if I'm working out. It's just an easy way to really learn more while doing a bunch of other random things that I do in my daily life. So absolutely recommend checking them out. And for all of you that have not checked out Audible yet, what we're going to be doing today on the episode, which is really cool, is we're going to get you a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership of Audible. All you need to do is just go to audibletrial.com/findingdirection and you're going to get one free audiobook. So, you know, again, I would check out The Defining Decade. It's a big book helping you figure out what you want to do with your life. And also another incredible one, a must check out, is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Again, just go to audibletrial.com/findingdirection. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. This week, we're sitting down with Kerry Jack, who is an entrepreneur. He is an outdoorsman. He is the founder of something called The Happy Hustle. And on this episode, a few of the things we talk about is we discuss what exactly is happy hustling in the first place. We discuss how do you create a balanced life. And we also do an actual life audit for you within the episode. Kerry has a process that he takes people through to help you sort of look at, okay, where am I in my life? Am I in alignment with where I want to be so that I can be happy hustling? Or are there a few things that I need to change? And we actually do the audit with you in the actual episode. So I think you're really going to enjoy that. If you have not yet, please go to the iTunes store, leave us a review. If you're listening on Spotify, leave us a rating. And other than that, we are going to dive right in. Here we go. Kerry Jack, welcome to the podcast, my man.
Hey, Stu. Thanks for having me, man. Absolutely. I'm excited to have you here. Also excited that you're a fellow avid snowboarder, so that's always good to hear. And so as we kick this thing off, how about, can you give our listeners kind of a little bit of a inside look to basically just like, what was life like for little Carrie as you were kind of growing up, running around as a little kid?
Taking it way back, huh? All right.
Way back.
So I grew up half in Sarasota, Florida, and then half in Red Lodge, Montana. So basically, you know, surf and skate down in Florida, and then camping, fishing, yeah, hunting, hiking up in Montana. My dad has a ranch in Montana. My mom lived in Sarasota. So I grew up with the best of these, you know, two beautiful locations. Yeah. Although, you know, my childhood was far from easy. Went through plenty of adversity. Everyone has a story, you know, mine's no different, but I actually was dropped on my head as an early tyke. And that probably explains a lot, but I couldn't speak. I couldn't speak. My mom.
So it's like a real drop, not like oops, but like not a really bad drop.
Yeah, no, like I stuttered for years. I couldn't put, you know, two words together. And so I was really frustrated and angry from an early age because I couldn't speak. And my mom is actually a chiropractor, and she learned from one of the greatest, Dr. Larry Webster, how to adjust my cranial sacral bones and actually got me speaking again. Then it kind of transitioned into, you know, a pretty gut-wrenching divorce, and, you know, we don't have to get too far into it, but there was plenty of emotional and physical abuse, and I actually moved 24 times before the age of 18 due to my mom's illness. And, you know, it was, you know, not all peaches and cream, although I had plenty of love in my life, you know, between both the two. I've always been an entrepreneur, you know, from an early age, always just like starting things. Like I made my first buck cutting grass, you know, and then I went into like construction and slinging lemonade and all the things. And then, I actually started like a soccer camp business because I played soccer. I played all the sports, pretty much soccer, baseball, football, but soccer I was uniquely talented at. And I started a camp training kids younger than me when I was like 15, 16, we were pulling in multiple G's every summer. And it was, you know, like a legit thing. And I started like a couple legit businesses, all failing forward throughout. And that's kind of what the childhood was like. I mean, I'm bypassing, you know, a lot of the criminal activity because I did end up going down the wrong path for a hot minute and, you know, I ended up getting myself in jail and had to like kind of that come to God moment where it's like this path is going to lead me, you know, either
in the wrong place
to like prison, like locked up for real, or death. And so I made this like 180 and just pivoted to a life of full integrity. And you know, I'm really glad I made that pivot. But ultimately, it was, you know, this journey of just growth and evolution, like we're all on, finding direction, right?
Straight up. I love it, man. So let's say that if we dive into, you know, like you said, at some point you started going down the wrong road. And sometimes, you know, that happens in life. You surround yourself with maybe not the right people, and that influences you and your actions. And I'm kind of more curious, though, to dive into the piece where you had this, you know, you call it come to God moment, or, you know, kind of a realization of like, holy crap, this isn't the right way. So I need to go this other direction. But once you said, I'm going to go this other direction, like, how did you know what direction to move into? Like, how did you know, okay, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to do this. Like, how did you kind of figure that process out of going the right way?
Yeah, well, really, there was only one option. It was just, you know, continue on this path. And I knew that option. So the other option would be do completely different, you know?
Right.
And I'll tell you, there was a book that really helped change my trajectory. I don't know. Have you ever read the book, The Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman?
I have not.
So great read. I recommend it for all your listeners as well. But that book really showed me that I can be this warrior, but I can also be the peaceful side of me. And I don't have to be one or the other, but I can be both. And I actually even have it, you know, tattooed peaceful and warrior on either bicep. I took it to heart. And then I've actually like created a relationship with Dan, and, you know, we're now, you know, friends ever since. He's like a 17-time best-selling author. They made a movie about him. It's one of those things where that book really helped, as well as just realizing that that path wasn't the right path for me. And I wanted to, you know, use my powers of hustling for the greater good. That's why, you know, I started the happy hustle, not just hustling, but happy hustling.
I love it. So was the initial instinct then, I'm going to go start a business? Was that, was like, it's in my blood. Like, I'm not even going to consider going to work for somebody. I'm going to start a bit. Like, is that kind of where you went?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. As I mentioned, like, I've never been a good employee. I got hired and fired in the first, you know, in the same week from like this smoothie job. And I just like knew that I would just always find quote unquote better ways to do things. And turns out bosses don't like when you do it your way, you know?
Right. And so systems.
Yeah. So I just realized that I need to be my own boss. And, you know, for me, business was always the path, like in some way, shape or form. Like, it was just business. My dad is an entrepreneur. My mom's an entrepreneur. You know, my mom owned a chiropractic practice and my dad was a mechanic and owned an auto repair shop. And, you know, I just saw what it takes to basically have your own business. And I loved the freedom and autonomy that came with it. You know, being an entrepreneur, that doesn't mean job security comes with it. You know, you gotta go out and you basically eat what you hunt,
hustle.
You know?
Yeah,
exactly. So, but that was always the path for me.
Yeah. What was the first business you started after that change? Do you remember? I know you said there was some failures and you learned through it. Remember what the first one was?
Oh yeah. It was called Booze Bros. And my brother and I, we lost a buddy to a drinking and driving, you know, accident. And he was going on that second beer run. We're like, we can solve this problem with, you know, liquor and beer delivery. And this was before like whatever the ones that are out
Uber
there now.
Eats and,
way before that. And we were like, well, let's just, you know, figure out a way that we can deliver alcohol. And we actually created like these, we took it a step further because I bartended too. Like, you know, I've done odd jobs. Don't get me wrong. Like I've promo modeled, I've, you know, taken my clothes off, all sorts of things for money, you know, but the point is,
do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do, you know, especially when you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
Or a wantrepreneur, you know, but like, that's where I was. Now, you know, legit entrepreneur, and I'm proud of that because there's a period where everyone goes from that entrepreneur to that entrepreneur. But for me, you know, this company Booze Bros had merit in solving that problem of, you know, these second beer runs and this drunk driving. And what happened was we created these like unique libation packages that, you know, how to make it old fashioned. We put everything in like these wood crates. Everything from the bitters to the orange to, you know, the bourbon. And then
we had a
QR code on it. And so when they would show up at your door, you could scan it and it would show you how to make it on a YouTube video. And so it was like, it has good merit. And we were like early in it. But what happened was we were starting to ship across state lines without paying, you know, the tax, and ATF came at us. You know, you learn the hard way with some of these lessons. We also were at the University of Florida FSU football game and we were tailgating. My brother and I, we had bikes with trailers of booze and we were just giving them out at tailgates and we got big fines. You know, guerrilla marketing
not
at
cool.
its finest.
Yeah.
So anyway, we folded that company, but that was one of the businesses we started right after I made that pivot.
I love it. And it sounds like clearly, obviously, happy hustler stands true from day one, right? It's hustling, getting in the bike, like whatever it takes. Someone once told me, and I think maybe you would agree with this philosophy, is that ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Amen to that. I live my life like that.
Right. It's like, do the thing. And, you know, if somebody slaps you on the hand, you go, hey, sorry, I didn't know we couldn't do this thing. But if you live your life going, well, we got to ask, it's quite not the hustle mentality.
Nope. I was actually on the phone with a lawyer today, just like, just because I was living my life like that.
Yeah. What would you say is like the definition of a hustler? Like, what's the hustle mentality?
The hustle mentality, or you mean like the happy hustle mentality?
Let's go the hustle mentality and then the happy hustle mentality.
Well, I think hustling has a negative connotation personally. You know, I think it means like skirting the law, you know, doing things out of integrity and doing it for personal gain. But also, you know, doing what it takes to be successful in whatever that different, you know, endeavor is.
Yeah. And then how's it change when it comes to happy hustle?
So when it comes to happy hustle, it's putting service first and really focusing on the joy in the journey while you're hustling, while you're making a positive impact and income, you can be joyful within the journey, not just focused on the destination.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's say you're doing Booze Bros, right? Eventually getting a little slap on the wrist. You're like, all right, on to the next thing. Yeah. And if we kind of fast forward in your journey a little bit, it sounds like you and your brother are kind of this dynamic duo. And eventually you guys find yourself in New York City, crushing it in business. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but to my understanding, you get like basically an opportunity for someone to buy your business for seven figures.
Invest in our business.
Yeah. Invest in your business, seven figures. But it didn't really turn out, I think, the way most people would think this story would turn out. And I'm just wondering if you could kind of fill in the color a little bit and then share with us, like, why did you make the decision that you ended up making?
Yeah, well, for us, I mean, we had profit and success at the forefront. You know, like any young, hungry entrepreneur, we were like, we're going to make it, you know, ego, title, success, profit. Like those were our drivers. And I think when those are your drivers as an entrepreneur, unfortunately, it's not sustainable. You eventually burn out. And we were hustling, man, 100 plus hour weeks, you know, getting roughly 5 hours of sleep. We were sharing a queen size bed in our dump apartment in Queens, New York, all, you know, to really like take our tech startup from where it was to where we knew it could go. And we built this algorithm around feedback, and we were quantifying it in a couple of different industries, and it attracted investors. And, you know, we were going to all the meetups and all the networking events. And we ended up, you know, getting offers from both IBM and Microsoft to join their different, you know, entrepreneurial programs, which came with a bunch of benefits and financial gain. And then we also solidified private VC investments for our tech startup over seven figures. And when it came time to take the deal, specifically the VC funding, you know, we had this paperwork in front of us, and we were like at our, you know, stained coffee table, just like, you know, crying our eyes out, like, we can't take this money. We're so unhappy. You know, we were just like, so burnt out, man. And I think, sure, there's a pandemic going on, you know, whatever you believe in, but I know there's an epidemic going on, and it's this entrepreneurial grind culture, and we fell victim to it. And so I pivoted from that moment forward to make balance and avoiding burnout my mission for entrepreneurs to find happiness within the hustle. And what we did was we said no to the money, man. We said no to the partnerships. I actually moved to Bangkok, Thailand for 10 months. And I was living over there, and I figured out a better way to just work and live in alignment. Yeah. And, you know, that's where the Happy Hustle was born. My brother actually went back to get his master's from the University of Florida, and he started a business that he's very passionate about, fighting the plastic pollution epidemic and climate change. And, you know, I'm an investor and partner in that business as well. And now, you know, we're both more aligned than ever, but it took us saying no from, you know, all that 18 months of hard work leading up to it, saying no to that opportunity to then say yes to ourselves and our true soul's desire.
Yeah. Damn. It's like they say, I forget who said it, but it's like money doesn't make you happy, but everybody wants to find out for themselves. Right. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like the 4-hour work week, right? If you've, you know, read that from Tim Ferriss, where he's like, you can work 4 hours a week and live the lifestyle that you want. And it doesn't take this crazy, like, you know, I mean, his whole thing's like, you don't have to wait till you're 65 to retire. Like, you can live a beautiful life now working 4 hours a week.
Amen. You know? Amen to that, brother. I work roughly 20 hours a week. Like, I don't work that hard.
Beautiful. So how would you say someone starts designing their life then, right? If they're like, okay, let me get away from this, like, work my face off just to get to the place I don't even want to be. How does somebody start designing, like, that sort of ideal life?
Well, I'll just speak to my own journey, and maybe, you know, someone can resonate with some of the steps that I took, because for me, I just scratched my own itch of, all right, I broke my life down into like 10 different areas. And, you know, at the time I didn't call them what I call them now, you know, I call them the 10 alignments in my book. And that's my whole framework, is like this soul mapping framework. But at the time, I just broke my life down in these 10 different areas. And what I realized was I was so out of balance that I need to get back to balance. So I looked at these 10 different areas and what I need to do in each of them in order to achieve that blissful balance, both personally and professionally. And so that's what I did. I just broke it down like systematically, because I honestly believe what you measure, you can manage, you know, and 100%. It's a little cliche, but it's true. You know, it's like, yeah. if you know what a 5 looks like in optimized health, okay, well then you can quantify where you're at right now, where you need to go, and then reverse engineer that process to get to a 5 in that specific area. So that's what I did, as I broke my life down in these 10 areas. And then I just started to really, you know, happy hustle in each in order to achieve a 5, you know, like you're crushing it in that area.
Yeah. What was the process for you to identify these 10 things? Cause I feel like, you know, if I were to look at my life, it's like, okay, I got, you know, a handful of things that I can identify, but I mean, I'm assuming maybe it took years to really like actually be like, these are the things, but walk us through like, what was that process sort of like, so people can know maybe how they can do the same process for their own life?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was really identifying, you know, what actually brings me joy in my life. And then it also was identifying who is where I want to be, right? Who is a mentor or an advisor or a, you know, it could even be a digital, you know, mentor. It doesn't have to be someone like in person, right? It can be someone who has the lifestyle that you want to live. And for me, I look at it not just, you know, professionally. There's plenty of people with, you know, millions and millions of dollars in revenue. And then they have a terrible life with their partner and their kids hate them and they're unhappy. And like, that's not happy hustling for me. Like I look at someone both like personally and professionally, the holistic approach. So I started kind of looking at, okay, what are the different areas and then who has what that lifestyle, or at least who appears to have, you know, that holistic lifestyle of happiness.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. I'm a big believer. It's not always that you need more knowledge as well, but it's that you need a new connection, right? It's like, who can you meet that can help you learn those things and that can teach you the information rather than trying to pursue it yourself and learn all these things on your own.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.
I guess another question I have for you is, you know, obviously, and I don't know how many businesses you start at this point, but it sounds like you've had this mentality that's like just bullhead. Like, I'm going to keep pushing, keep going. I will not fail. And extremely driven and not caring about failure, knowing it's part of the process. But I'm curious, like, as you continue to go throughout your business journey and kind of find direction in the business world, how did you continue to develop your business acumen? Because it seems like in all these different ventures, like there maybe were some things you didn't know, but it sounds like you had a good head on your shoulders that you really did know what you were doing and how you wanted to pursue it.
Yeah. I mean, I think with any business, there's an education component. Like, first step to any positive change is awareness. You have to know what you know and what you don't know. And then for me in business, I find people who know what I don't, and then I hire them I learn from them, right? Like, don't recreate the wheel here. You know, if you're finding direction, find people who have already found it and then learn from them. That's why, you know, Stu and I are here chatting, because you know, we are here trying to share some of this knowledge. I don't like that word trying, actually, but we're sharing knowledge that can help. Yeah. You can recreate the steps, you know, to find direction and achieve that business acumen that will help you achieve your goals.
Yeah, Love it. Love it, man. So a few other questions that I have for you. One, I'm just curious, you know, if people want to get a hold of you, kind of see what you're up to. I know you're out in Montana, you know, enjoying the nature, the snow, the wilderness, all those good things. But obviously you got your podcast, you have your book, a lot of different things that you do, even while you're just doing 20 hours a week and kind of living that beautiful, happy hustle life. So if people want to get, you know, more information on you, see what you're up to, where can they find you?
I would say, you know, the best way, if you're serious about becoming a happy hustler, would just pick up a copy of the book. You know, it's basically free. You know, you just help out with shipping and handling. But this breaks down the soul mapping framework. And I'll just kind of touch on it here if you want.
Yeah,
and then,
please.
You know, but you can get the book at thehappyhustlebook.com. And there, you know, it kind of walks you through, like, if you want to get the course or the audio book and all the different things, it kind of ascends you up this pipeline. But at least get the book if you're interested in going deeper. But one thing that I think would be really helpful, Stu, to your audience, if I may, just kind of share, you know, the soul mapping framework, just in its, you know, in its 30,000 foot viewpoint, because I really want to deliver actual value on this podcast, not just talk about myself and my journey, because people are like, oh, that's great, Carrie. Yeah, it worked for you. But I'm going to tell you right now how you can really realize where you are out of balance. And I want to just put everyone through a quick exercise, if that's cool.
Absolutely, please.
So soul mapping is the acronym. And the reason it's an acronym is because I realize people can't really remember 10 things. You know, it's like you need an acronym. But soul mapping is, you know, your soul's map to the blissfully balanced promised land. Okay. And what I urge everyone out there listening right now is to actually be an active participant, you know, not just a passive listener. Like, get out a piece of paper or your phone. And when I go through each of these 10 different alignments, quantify where you're at. And Stu, if it's cool with you, I'm going to actually have you do it too. And I want to put you on the spot if you're feeling brave.
I got you.
All right. Let's do it, bro. So S stands for selfless service. Okay. And I want you to rank 1 to 5. 5 is, you know, you're crushing it. You're happy hustling this area. You're giving back to others every single day. You're, you know, volunteering and donating your time, your money, your expertise. 1 is you're just living for yourself. You don't care. You know, you're just like only for your own self gain. Rank where you're at right now, 1 to 5. And you could also think of it like 5's an A, 1's an F, right? Like, again, I wasn't much for school, but I know the grading scale. Okay.
Yeah.
So S, give yourself a ranking, 1 to 5. O, optimize health. Okay. Really, truly, where are you at? Like 5, you know, you're crushing it. You're physically, mentally, and emotionally just optimized. 1 is, you know, you're slacking. You're shoving your pie hole with garbage food, and you're not doing your thing. You're struggling. Rank where you're at in O, optimized health. You unplug digitally. This is one, you as a busy entrepreneur, myself included, like, we use tech, but is tech using us? Are we addicted to the dopamine dumps? You know, like, are you constantly watching streaming shows and on your iPad and in your Bluetooth headphones, or are you disconnecting? 5 would be your, you know, you managing your devices, and you actually have barriers, like you're setting, you know, proper barriers that you actually, you know, get disconnected so you can reconnect to yourself. So rank where you're at in you, unplug digitally. L, loving relationships. Okay. What's it all for if you don't have love in your life? Right. Amen. And a lot of entrepreneurs, they get to the top and then they look around and then they're like, I'm the only one here. And then they got to go back down and find another mountain, bring all the homies and the lovers and the friends, right? Hopefully just one lover, but whatever you're into, that's cool. But anyway, rank where you're at, 1 to 5, and L, loving relationships, right? So Stu, you should have 4 scores right now. You're feeling brave. You want to share where you're at in those 4 alignments?
Yeah, absolutely. So selfless service, I would say I'm at a 3. I do feel like I live my life in service. I've, you know, had a period of my life where it wasn't as service driven and it was a little bit more money driven. And I got to experience that at a young age and be like, I actually really just want to help people. So I think that's a 3 for me, only because I have very large goals on how many people I want to help. Yep. And I'm not quite at that, but I do feel like it's definitely still a big part. So I'm in the middle. Optimize health, I'm at about a 2. It's just been a season of life where it's been stupid busy days in my life. So unfortunately, my health's taken a little bit of backseat. Still eating good, not as much in the gym, but again, a season of life. unplugged digitally, I put myself at a 2.5. I don't know if I'm allowed half scores.
That works.
Thanks. But I definitely try to unplug a decent amount, and I am, again, a big mountain person. So pretty often I'm like, okay, I'm going to the mountain for the weekend, and I'm just, when I'm in the mountain, it's like hard to get a hold of me because I escape in the mountains. It's like, it's beautiful. I love
Amen to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you could relate. And then loving relationships, I feel like I'm a 4. I have a really awesome relationship, beautiful girlfriend that I'm with right now, and I've an insane amount of love in my family. So I would say I'm a 4, maybe even, I always think we can grow more, so I'm going to stay at a 4.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, this is a baseline, and I urge your listeners, yeah, you know, think like of the last 30 days when you're giving yourself like a score, but also give yourself a little grace here too. You know, this is a baseline, and you know, this is part of the process. So now we'll get into the mapping part. So M is solid. Mindful spirituality. Okay. Like, are you connecting with the higher power? Are you practicing gratitude and breath work? And, you know, are you spiritual? Are you praying? Like, I don't really care what God you believe in or one or another. I just care that you have faith in something bigger than yourself, yeah, you know? And so rank where you're at 1 to 5 in mindful spirituality. Okay. A, abundance financially. You know, are you living paycheck to paycheck in fear of your finances? Or are you, you know, saving and investing and spending wisely? And, you know, are you like feeling abundant financially? And a lot of people think this is like the most important one, but it's not. You know, they're all equally important. And I'll get into that. But rank where you're at in abundance financially. P, personal development. You know, learning from Tony, you know how important personal development is, but yeah, you're either growing and evolving or you're shrinking and dissolving. And those are the choices, right?
Straight
so
up.
Rank where you're at in personal development. The second P is passionate hobbies. So rank where you're actually at in terms of having fun, like doing things that you enjoy. You know, like Stu and I love snowboarding. I love fly fishing and horseback riding and, you know, out there getting after it with my martial arts and all sorts of things that bring me joy, you know. And it's, I find a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, we're so focused on delivering value for our clients, but also our family, and we forget about ourselves. And you have to give from your overflow. And this is one huge one. If you want to increase your happiness, start doing fun things regularly. It's just so important. So that's the second P, passionate hobbies. I, impactful work. Really making sure that you are, you know, infusing passion, purpose, and positive impact. And when I think passion, I think of like, you know, that inward calling on your heartstrings, you know, something that you really feel called to do. And then when I think purpose, I think, okay, what is that outward serving mission? You know, like who's it for? Who am I solving the problem for? And then positive impact. Is it making a positive impact or not? Like, are you, you know, destroying the planet at your personal gains expense? You know, it's like, or are you doing things to make a positive impact, like both for the people, the planet, and the profits?
Yeah.
And then we get into nature connection. And this is, you know, something you and I both appreciate and love is Pachamama, you know, and it's just like, are you getting outside? Are you tapping into your primal self and your primal soul? And, you know, are you protecting Mother Nature as well in the process, like making conscious choices with your dollar and supporting B corporations and, you know, doing the little things. This is one of the reasons I host this Montana Mastermind Epic Camping Adventure, where we go completely off the grid for 5 days in the backcountry Montana wilderness for high level entrepreneurs. And we learn primitive survival skills, you know, how to snare game and purify water and make fire. And then we learn how to fly fish. And we have a business mastermind in addition, but you can just see these entrepreneurs just light up because there's something called the 3-day effect at play, and it's scientifically proven to exponentially increase both mentally and physically your health. And when you tap into nature and you get grounded and your circadian rhythm gets tuned, dude, it transforms your reality. And that's why like the trip is the duration it is, but it's one of those things that, you know, you got to get outside more. We're living like zoo animals, you know, where you got toxic blue light and we're breathing recycled air and, you know, we're commuting with our vehicles that are all enclosed. It's just, we don't have enough time in nature. So that's the mapping part. And I am curious, Stu, where you're at in those 6 alignments.
Yes. So mindful spirituality, I hope my 0.5s don't get me a smack on the wrist. I'm asking for forgiveness, not permission.
You're good.
But I've put a 3.5 for that because I do feel like I'm pretty in touch with my spirituality. I feel like I could definitely do more of it, but I'm a big believer in gratitude and being in touch with your intuition, letting that guide you. So I'd say about a 3.5 there. Abundance, I would say about a 3. You know, doing good, but definitely not where I want to be. So I definitely got room to grow there. Personal development, I would say I'm a 5. I live, eat, breathe, sleep this. Yeah. Passion and hobbies, I put a 3.5 because I'm, I love having fun. So I go to the mountains. If I'm not in the mountains, I'm like a golfer. So I'll go do that and, you know, just find some way to like get out, do more of those things. Because yeah, like you were saying, you got to have things that are fun in life. So 3.5 there. Impactful work, I put myself a 5 because again, that's all I care to do is just help people and give and pour myself into work of service. So do you feel like I got a 5 there? Nature connection, I'd say I'm about a 3. I would love to be deeper in that, but I, again, being in this sort of work grind season of life, I have been not in nature as much as I would like to be. So that's my score.
All right. Awesome, man. Well, and I appreciate you and your honesty and just, you know, keeping it real. Now, I want you and all the listeners to add up your score. And if you're 37 and above, congratulations, you're happy hustling, baby. There's always room for improvement, but it's a great sign. Now, if you're 36 and below, well, you got some, you know, work to do. So I'm curious, Stu, where'd you land?
I am at, this is coming down to the wire. I am at a 34.5.
Oh, close, man. But here's the thing.
Damn.
So, and it's all good. This is what I want everyone to realize. You know, it's not like this finite destination, you know, happy hustling balance per se, like everyone, you know, there's this like work-life balance. Like, I don't even think that's an accurate phrase. Although the happy hustle does solve the problem of imbalance for entrepreneurs, I think balance is a never-ending journey. It constantly requires tweaks and adjustments and pivots. And there's seasons of life, right? Like you mentioned, you're just coming out of a season right now.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I just want to shout from the rooftops for all, you know, the listeners out there and you as well, Stu, is this is like the happy hustling principle. Okay. Principle numero uno, you must give each of these 10 alignments equal importance in your life, but you must focus on one at a time. Okay. So you must give each of these 10 alignments equal importance, but you must focus on one at a time. Let me just explain what that means. When you're at work, impactful work, most people, you know, they're thinking about their family. And when we're with their family, they're thinking about work. So they're doing neither effectively. Yeah. When I'm fly fishing, that's all I'm doing. When I'm podcasting with Stu, that's all I'm doing. You know what I mean? When I'm like having a date night with my fiance, like that's all I'm doing. You know, and it's like, I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be a guru of any sort, but this is one of those things. Once you can realize, like, be all in and present for that particular alignment while you're doing it, you will do it to a such higher degree and it will bring you so much more joy.
Yeah. Love it. What's one thing somebody can do to be more present in the thing that they're doing? Because I think sometimes easier said than done, right? You're like, I'm here, but I'm there. So like, what's one way that you got better at it, I guess?
Discipline. And not just discipline, but having consequences when you're not disciplined. A lot of people talk about, I'll get up at 6 in the morning and they sleep through their alarm. Well, what's the consequence? If there's no consequence, sure. You know, your willpower to sleep will be greater than to get up unless you have a burning desire or a consequence. And I think consequences are a really important way of achieving your desired goal.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. If you don't have something to push you to go do it, you'll never beat that 6 a.m. alarm clock.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Well, Carrie, it's been an honor to have you here, man. I have one last question for you because we're all about how people find direction, but doing it through action. And I'm curious for you, what would you say is one thing someone listening to this can do in the next 24 to 48 hours to start finding direction in their life?
Well, I mean, selflessly, I will say, I mean, I guess not selflessly, but shameless plug, I would say there's a free assessment, you know, that like I have in the book as well. But one thing they could do if they didn't like take action and actually follow through with the 10 alignments and quantify themselves would be to identify where they are out of bounds, where they are lacking in these 10 different areas of life. And that is like, you know, that would be, if you just do that, and I do it every Sunday, I take my own medicine every Sunday, and I actually have like a Blissful Balance or fridge magnet that I keep on my fridge, and I keep track of my different habits every single day.
Nice.
So therefore my balance is something that, and I'll send you one, man. I'll send you the book and all that.
Heck yeah.
So you can kind of dive in and implement it. But that's one thing, just as a free resource, just you can go to thehappyhustle.com and you can see there's like the assessment there. And if you just did that, like just regularly took the assessment, you're like, oh, damn, you know what? Last week I didn't volunteer enough and my selfless service was lower. And my unplugged digitally was like a 2. And, you know, I realized like, you know, I was stressed and anxious. Like you have to have that awareness. And that's how, if you just did that one thing, like took the assessment every Sunday evening, your life will transform, because then you will have that knowledge to then pivot in those different areas where you're lacking.
Love it. Heck yeah. All right, man. Well, it's time to get balanced, time to see where you're out, and start getting more in alignment. So, Cary, again, my man, it's been an absolute honor to have you here. I hope to see you on the mountains one day in Montana. And thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you and what you're up to. And thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. Peace and love.
Let's go. Congratulations, my friend. You crushed it through another episode here on the Finding Direction podcast. Make sure you give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself a round of applause through crushing it through another episode here and saying, I am going to create a life that lights my soul on fire and not being willing to settle for anything less of that. All right, congratulations. That's going to be all we have for today, and we will see you on the podcast next week.